This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
I'm Big Bear Mark, and this is Brekkie Bears. And on the line, all the way from Sydney, I have a fantastic, out and proud Sydney electronic pop duo, Divine Knights.
Hello.
Gerard and Beef. How you going?
We're great, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much for having us.
Love to talk to you because, I mean, the Brekkie Bears comes on directly after 6 of 6, which is our top 6 songs of the week. And You guys have been at number one.
I know, we're very excited. We've been jumping out of bed in the morning and playing the 6 at 6. It's been great.
And you just said to me before I came on air that you've been listening to the show. Well, obviously, that's why, because you've been listening for your song.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty special when you hear your song on the radio. So we've been trying to hear as much of it as possible.
And we've really got to thank Joy, I think, you know, all of you guys for all your support. It's been really incredible.
So yeah, you guys have been fantastic for us.
Oh, look, I mean, basically when we have someone as good as you guys and, you know, it doesn't hurt that, you know, you're out and proud. That's definitely the type of act we love to support. And, but, you know, besides that, you're good. The latest song, We Were Young, is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, we like it.
Well, first of all, Beef.
Yes.
Where did the name come from? Come on. Beef.
My lips are sealed.
Oh, you're not going to tell us.
No, it's
it happened a very long time ago.
Yeah, and actually we sort of don't really know how at this point. It could be a number of things, but he has a very meaty personality. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Fair enough. Now, you guys have been friends for years and years and years, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
When did you first meet?
What's that, sorry?
Where did you first meet?
We used to work together.
I think you were my manager.
Yeah, so we used to work at a Holy Sheet, a retail store in Newtown.
Oh, my God. I must have been in that place so many. I lived in Newtown.
All right. Well, we probably served you some European pillowcases at some point.
More than probably. I remember it well. That's cool. And the band's been going for about 5 years, and you started in London, I believe.
Yeah. I was performing in London, doing cabaret and stuff, and started doing songwriting with Beef about 5 years ago. And we released a little EP over there, and then shortly after that, relocated back to Australia. And about a year after that, we released our first album, Midnight. And now, of course, we've just released our second release, Propaganda.
Yeah, you just released that last Friday week ago at the Oxford in Sydney, yeah?
We did a launch at the Oxford upstairs, which was amazing. We had some incredible, some friends of ours, some performance artists. We had Betty Grumble and Glitter Supernova and sort of club legends starting their stuff. It was amazing.
Fantastic. Now, I want to ask you, because obviously you came back to Australia, but about 2 years ago, you went on Australia's Got Talent.
Yes, we did. We gave reality TV a bit of a burl. Like.
So what were you thinking going on? What was your process?
It was a very good question. I'm not sure what we were thinking. They contacted us and they said, we really want something outrageous on our show. And they thought we were very outrageous, which I guess we kind of were and are a bit outrageous. So we gave it a go, and we're in the middle of promoting our first album, so we thought, well, you know, that might help do that if we're getting a bit of TV exposure. So we did that, and of course, it was kind of a really bizarre experience, but some really good stuff came out of it, believe it or not, for us. We got some fans, some international fans out of it who have followed us and been very supportive. And
we played T-Dance Midsummer just after that, which was fun.
Yeah, and I mean, because the judges loved you, and you were finalists on the show as well.
We were semi-finalists.
Our finalists, yeah.
Dressed up in crazy costumes, and they spent lots of money on us, and we kind of sang one of our crazy songs from the Midnight album, and it was yeah, it was really fun.
I think for us it was just an opportunity to, I mean, you know, we're at that point anyway, we were completely independent, we had no money. So for us it was an opportunity to kind of go on stage. There was a wardrobe department, there was a props department, they were building sets for us, they were spending all this money. So for us it was like two little boys, you know.
In a candy store.
Yeah.
Candy store, yeah.
It was like you get your hands on all the goodies, didn't you?
We did indeed.
That's fantastic. And I have to say, you did look fantastic when you went on the stage the first time with all your accessories.
Oh, yes. We like to accessorize.
Yeah. Because you've been described as, dark but sparkly. I love that term.
Yeah. We've kind of run with that. I mean, I think no matter what we do, that seems to be the...
Keep coming back to dark and sparkly.
Undercurrent, yeah. We like it a little bit dark, but, you know...
It's funny because we, you know, as artists, you constantly change and evolve. And every time we do, like, a video project or a new stage show, we aim to kind of evolve and do something different. And we did that with our We Were Young video, our latest video, which kind of has an underground club kid feel about it. And the funny thing is, though, after it was all done and finalized, it was like, wow, it's still just dark and sparkly. It's just our thing, obviously.
Yeah, it seems to be your thing because, yeah, as you said, I love the film clip. It's absolutely amazing. And if you haven't seen it, go onto YouTube and have a look because it is a great film clip. And I also wanted to ask you about your influences because we were actually sitting around the Joy office the other day going, you know, listening to the song, and we were going, oh, wow, what do you think the influence is? And I was like, and actually I noticed on your website you've got for fans of Presets, Depeche Mode, and Real Life, like Send Me an Angel. And I went, yes, Send Me an Angel. Sounds like your influence. But what were you? Did you have influences in your music?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some of our influences for sure. And our influences aren't just music either. It's art and theatre and, you know, based from a music background, I'm from a theatre background. So we kind of have a lot of influences between us. But yeah, musically, absolutely. We were born in, you know, grew up through the 80s and 90s. So they're the great bands of those eras are definitely influences of ours. The Pet Shop Boys is a big one for us, and we were lucky enough to see them live in Sydney just recently, and they were incredible.
Fantastic. Yeah, because I was listening to it, I was going, oh, wow, it's like ABC and Flock of Seagulls and a lot of new romantic stuff, I thought, but a bit more poppier.
Yeah, I mean, I think, especially with this release, we tried to stay true to the core of Divine Nights, and it is all those influences, but, you know, but yeah, sort of modernize it a little bit, you know, and... you know, drag it into the 2000s.
Yeah. Now, look, I also want to ask you about being gay in the music industry as well and being out in the music industry. Do you think that's been a help or a hindrance to you?
Probably both. I mean, in Australia, it's actually more about being an electropop act and not a rock pop act as opposed to having troubles about being a gay act. But, you know, we think that the scene here, the electro scene, is starting to become broader. And in terms of being a queer act, no, I don't think it's been a problem for us at all. It's kind of who we are, and I think anyone who comes to one of our shows really embraces our music and our visual show. And I think the fact that we're to be gays doesn't really enter into it too much.
That's good.
Yeah, we've actually had some, I mean, when we get floored sometimes at our gigs, you know, and the type of people that do come along and are fans, you know, we've had like everyone from, you know, truckers and bikies to, you know, I mean, it runs the spectrum. So I don't know. I think, you know, this day and age, it doesn't seem to really have too much of an impact on people.
But you just described half the village people.
That's so true.
Maybe it was just them that were there.
Exactly.
But, you know, in terms of the industry, no, I would say it's really not had any impact at all. I think that it does, you know, an act like us is a little bit confusing to sort of marketing people and they're not sure where to place us. But we've always said that, you know, us being so different is kind of what, you know, that's our US, that's our selling point, really, you know?
That's your point of difference,
yeah. We were just talking about this the other day, you know, when Scissor Sisters came along, you know, there was no one on the radio at that time either that sounded like the Scissor Sisters, but, you know, they just took off and they did something unique and something different. And I guess that's where we're at the moment. And it's just, you know, we're hoping that people will latch onto it. And, you know, they are. So,
starting to get it.
Yeah.
And in terms of being queer artists, like, we do all of our own original material, and our writing, you know, is about our own stories. And a lot of that is about, you know, growing up queer and all that stuff. So it's kind of unavoidable if we want to make good music.
Well, that's exactly right. And Hearts on Fire, point in case, I believe that's about the fight for marriage equality in Australia.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's something that both Beef and I feel really strongly about, and have put our names to. We feel very strongly that marriage equality should be recognised in Australia. I myself am married. I married my husband in America, in New York City, a couple of years ago. And I am really pissed off that that's not recognised here in my own country. And I think, you know, we'll keep writing songs about it and keep trying to raise awareness about marriage equality. I think it's a really important issue.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And congratulations on getting married.
And can I make a point just about marriage equality? I think this is why it's important as well. We have to continue talking about it, because when I talk to, you know, we're in our 30s, so when I talk to younger people, you know, in their 20s or whatever, you know, that age group, they actually have, a lot of them have no idea that the marriage equality is even an issue. They just assume that it's already been taken care of. So, you know, we have to, and I'm talking outside of the gay community, you know, so we have to keep talking about it so that everyone's aware, not just, you know, not just the gay community or not just those that are, you know,
directly involved.
Exactly.
Yeah, and until it becomes a reality in this country, we can't stop talking about it either.
Absolutely.
And not only this country, but around the world, you know?
Well, that's right. I mean, it's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, I mean, obviously you've just released your EP, Propaganda, and obviously I've definitely heard the two singles off it. And by the way, Hearts on Fire is another song which is absolutely amazing, and we played it here on Joy all the time as well. Now, people can get their hands on the Propaganda EP from iTunes, I believe.
Yeah, of course, it's available on iTunes worldwide. It's also available from our website. DivineKnights.com.au.
Excellent. DivineKnights.com.au. And that's Knights with a K. Divine.
Yeah, we actually printed CDs as if it was 1995.
Oh, really? Excellent.
Yeah, so we even have those available if you want the real thing.
Actually, Michael.
And look, I mean, the other thing I need to ask you is, when are you next coming to Melbourne?
We believe it's very soon, yeah.
Brilliant.
We're working on it.
We should have dates for you very soon. And, of course, Joy will be the first to know about it.
Excellent. And, guys, keep in touch. And when you're down here, you need to come in and have a chat
with us. Absolutely. 100%.
We would love that. And lots of love to Melbourne.
Brilliant.
And we just want to take this opportunity to, you know, thank all the Joy listeners, everyone who's gotten behind us and supported us, obviously all of you guys as well. It really means a lot. And, you know, we can't thank you enough.
It's really special. Thank you.
Look, thank you. Because, you know, it's not every day you get a fantastic Australian act, but, you know, seeing you gay as well, it doesn't hurt with us here at Joy, that's for sure. But look,
wave that flag.
And look, I mean, I absolutely love your stuff, and, you know, good luck, and I hope everything goes very well, not just in the gay market, but everywhere as well.
Thank you.
That's all right. Not a problem. Well, look, thank you very much, Gerard and Beef, for talking to me today, and I hope to see you in Melbourne soon. And again, you can get the guys' EP, Propaganda. It's available on iTunes right now, or go to divineknights.com.au. That's with Divine Knights with a K. And if you want to get your hands on a real CD, remember those? Yes. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.